Okay, half of you are now dictating your current node on Vicki Wilson, V-I-C-K-I-E, last name W-I-L-S-O-N, birthday 1-4-63, dictation 8-25-28-25. If she presents with erythematous skin eruption for the past few days, has history of syncope skills, with sweats indigenous, and carcinogenic hypertension diagnosed, syncope times 3 last time 2.5 weeks ago, history of a broken both kneecaps 1 year ago, 1.5 years ago from the fall at home. History of paritis to back, toe eczema, social history, family history, mother degrees with mother deceased, cousin with myelofibrosis involving marrow, bone marrow, and Paul is Indy Anderson, has one son with cerebral palsy from birth who's still at home that she cares for, also with a schizophrenic friend that she's allowed to come to their home. Physical exam, general appearance. Patient has erythema present to right and left axilla without this macular papular eruption. Paritic, also has erythema to posterior upper back, face and neck, without vesicularization or papular eruption. Yes. Extremities is a normal image. Otherwise, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck total without masses, lung skill, auscultation, concussion, heart rhythm without murmurs or gallop, adenoid, soft, again, maybe tinnitus, and here's psychiatric within normal limits. Impression, skin eruption with intense paritis of unknown etiology. Has seen dermatologists, rheumatologists, and other multiple other specialties without benefit because of history of diabetes. Cannot take on insulin, cannot take steroids, topical steroids in multiple forms and highest potency have been ineffective. Say she had a rash to her axilla before wearing crutches that lasted for this gradual clearing. The diagnosis is a skin eruption with intense pruritus and responsive to multiple treatments and evaluations in the past. History of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Patient advised to continue medications. No other treatments offered other than topical care with Lubriderm. It's taken in the past without benefit. Increased dose of Benadryl, which states only sedates her and doesn't seem to help the itching. Taking Valium now for sleep. It's taken in the past with increasing dose of no benefit. Because of refractory response to multiple treatments by multiple doctors, no other recommendations were made other than conservative treatments as above, and to follow up with specialists, courage to see dermatologists again as soon as possible, and to continue multiple modalities as she has in the past. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier. Pause.